What do you think, Ben?
I have no idea.
Ben just walked in here. And thanks for cleaning the place up. It looks great.
It's the least I could do if you guys have me over.
Hey, anytime, buddy. Anytime. Every time, too.
As far as the drone conversation, I have to admit I am a little lost as to what's going on.
Have you been abducted by aliens in the last week?
Not in the last week.
We could do a blood draw on him. That'd let us know if he's telling the truth or not.
That's true.
If he's gone anywhere, it'll show.
Hold on, I'll be right back. Let me get my things.
Thousands of drones are flying over New Jersey, causing mass confusion and leaving the FBI stumped. Officials are split on the origins of the drones.
But people on the internet love to offer up their baseless conspiracies.
They're also split on what an appropriate response would be, with some advocating for a limited state of emergency. Ooh. Others for a temporary ban on drones. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy has stressed that the drones appear to pose no public safety concerns.
Well, I mean, they're not hurting people, so no, not well, in that respect.
Yeah, but someone said a life flight had to be, couldn't take off when it needed to. I don't know if it's true, but it's at least a...
How big are these drones?
About the size of a car is what I'm hearing.
Like a...
Let's say
a Fiat or a...
Honda Civic.
Ooh, it's probably a drone you can get about 300,000 miles out of if you take care of it.
Meanwhile, it's just some dads with the toy hobby drones.
But no...
They're saying 6 feet in diameter, approximately.
Yeah.
They may travel with lights turned off. That could be dangerous.
Anyway, how would you know where you're going?
It was just a headline. I was just circling back around, see if some of that had marinated on you from the first time we talked about it.
Well, I mean, it's all inconclusive. It's kind of like the Diddy allegations. Yeah, I'm sure there's names listed a mile long, but until the trial takes place, who cares? They're just allegations. It's just gossip, basically. Same thing with if the FBI doesn't know, or at least says they don't know, I mean, it's all up in the air. And even if they did say they knew, you wouldn't believe it. So where's the end game? What is the end game to this? I don't think people even know how to react to this.
We all have so much going on, we kind of don't care.
Well, I mean,
until
there's
it
no
lands on your
risk.
Roof. And
yeah, exactly.
Until it shoots lasers at you.
Yeah.
If there's no guns attached to the side of it, what's the...
Yeah, well,
there may be.
We
don't
know kids starve every day to death, but that doesn't stop me from eating Mexican anytime I want. I mean, seriously, if it doesn't happen in your backyard, it might as well not happen at all. You don't acknowledge it. It's kind of like the way people are treating the drones. Ask anybody under 25 about the drones. I bet you they won't even know what you're talking about.
I think they do.
You think?
I think you're the only one that doesn't watch the news.
Well,
I don't know if it's on the regular news, though.
There is no regular news. When people can't even get 15% of their news from one single source, there is no mainstream. The mainstream is whatever you want to make it because you got access to the internet, and that's worldwide.
Unless they collaborate and kind of spit the same story.
Eh,
it comes down like the Catholic Church where they all preach the same thing.
To a
the
degree,
same day.
Yeah. There's got to be some sort of coercion. But then again, if you ever manage to room... of people, they're not going to be on the same page on much of anything.
The Pope kind of sounds like El Porco. I just wanted to bring that up.
You're talking masculine or feminine?
Porquita would be.
Feminine, probably.
And small.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Todd is the only one that doesn't know Spanish at all.
I probably took
French.
Yeah.
Did you choose French?
Yeah, because a bunch of faggots took Spanish. I was like, oh, I see those cocksmokers. Nah, I'll take French.
There's a lot of French people moving to the upstate. I'm sure that'll come in handy.
Yeah, well, I guess it depends on what part of Berea you want to work.
Grok is an AI-powered chatbot developed by Elon Musk. XAI company.
Wait, developed by Elon Musk or someone who works for Elon Musk?
Developed by him.
Oh, good. I'm glad you had time for that.
Designed to have conversations with users, respond to text prompts, and generate images. I still don't really know what it is, actually.
Well, I mean, that's what it does. So you apply those functions to your everyday use.
Instruction following and multilingual capabilities.
Well, thank God.
Grok 2, 3 times faster and offers improved accuracy.
Does it matter?
What do you think about AI from a military's perspective?
What would they use it for specifically?
A drone.
Okay.
It would try to find Todd Cooper and it would go looking. It'd be like a dog. It'd sniff you out.
All right.
Via its capabilities.
Whatever. Whether a person with a gun does that or a drone with a gun, what's the difference? I guess a person would not first. That'd be nice.
How about AI taking the job of illegal immigrants? I'm not saying Hispanic, but you know.
Well, as long as AI is white and American, we're okay. Can the AI say they took my jury or I took your jury?
Immigrant takes, quote, our jobs. Yeah. That's the racist thing you can say.
If AI can clean a kitchen better and quicker, more power to AI. I don't know what it is about Hispanic people, but they clean better than white people. And you know that's fucking true after working fast food.
Yeah, I can't argue.
And they're fast. God damn, they're fast.
Yeah, maybe Spanish people should take the place of AI, honestly.
Honestly, they should take the place of white people, at least when it comes to work. You know I'm fucking right. We had a kid try to get out of work because he had to feed his dog. This is an adult, Robert.
No, he wanted to leave work early because he forgot to buy dog food. And by the time he got off, the store was going to be closed.
I misunderstood. I'm sorry.
You can get dog food at...
I have to leave now. This is an emergency. He's starving.
If you think that's a bad excuse, just wait till you see what AI can come up with. One of them wants to quit or go home early that one day.
Oh, I'd just be like, hold on, let me initialize.
AI can give you pictures to send to your boss. Need a flat tire with a nail in it?
And for poor people, AI can give you pictures of the fast food that they could have had.
Can it give them pictures of money they can use to spend on that fast food? Yeah, modern solutions to modern problems.
Make you feel rich for just a second.
Oh, and it feels so good.
It's kind of like the Lost Boys and Hook. When they sit down for the meal.
I don't know.
They're just imagining it.
I'm sorry. This guy has only seen 3 movies in his life. What is that?
Robin Williams. They eat that big old meal, mm-hmm. but you have to imagine it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's delicious. It's not real.
Whoever's at the head of the table sits down and reads the recipe.
Well, that would be Rufio at the time, right?
Rufio.
What else y'all got on AI?
I mean,
it's obviously evolving quickly. Well, quote, change is coming. I'm sure that much.
Well, it's coming. Change is possible, but it comes down to how it's going to be applied. Like with Hollywood, yeah. AI would be great for movies, but the union's going to push back from it because you're literally displacing hundreds of thousands of people overnight.
You're looking at the artistic aspect. How long until AI replaces the grocery store stalker?
Oh, you mean like robots and shit?
Mm-hmm.
Not soon enough.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm also waiting for the time that they replace the fast food worker because I want to see someone lose it to a robot that doesn't care and could easily crush them.
When I worked at Walmart Distribution Center in the grocery warehouse, the robot at the time would take whole pallets and store them, remember where it stored them, and when a store needed a pallet, it would pull it. It'd set it right there at the loading dock. It would just sit it there. It would call for it. It would stack them up. This goes on this truck. But the order fillers, the people going around pulling items, were for partial pallets. So they had to stack pallets of, like, mixed goods. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That was when was that, 2008? Yeah, I wonder what it's doing now because they're definitely going to want to replace that guy that's filling that pallet, which is a shitty job. So, like you say, it can't come soon enough.
Right.
But can it do it yet? I don't know.
How about this? What if technology, and this is not going to happen in our lifetime, but this is really forward thinking, God forbid. But universal basic income, due to the fact that technology replaced so many jobs, there's just not enough jobs that are paying enough livably for people to afford a lifestyle. I mean, if you don't have some form of job or income or anything like that to build a life off of, you're basically going to be a criminal.
it could just about work, but, you know, there's so much, quote, greed at the top. Yeah. That universal basic thing is really socialist.
Yeah, no, I get it. We were just talking about Social Security and moving the age up, and it's like, oh, okay, yeah. So if we depend on basic universal income, it's just going to be one of those fluctuating things that won't keep up with the times, like Social Security, like minimum wage, like, hell, just about everything.
Like, there's still commerce.
The job field then would be, like, robotics, learning to be the repair guy for all that shit.
Yeah, but at what point can a robot repair a robot?
Ooh, I don't want to think about that. That's like robot talking to another robot. You know, I'm getting kind of tired of this shit. like the Flintstone appliances and shit that are all dinosaurs. I hate my job. Using me as a shower. Using me as a toilet. I'd hate to be the toilet.
Supposedly, they're like, robots never turn evil because it's literally a programmed computer.
Right.
But now they're, quote, learning.
Yeah, I was
and
about
how
say,
much can they learn until they're thinking, essentially thinking?
It's kind of like a pendulum. Once you get it swinging, you can't really stop it as easily as you got it swinging. In this example, it can build up momentum on its own. So, yeah, that is kind of scary. But we're probably not going to worry about that in our lifetime. So, fuck it. Sun's also burning out. Not in our lifetime. Fuck it.
We could have to worry about the robot thing.
I think we would be on the cusp of it at best, and probably when we're elderly. Because keep in mind, not only do we have to have the technology, but it also has to be applied. Like we've
the
had
physical like, form is hard to get like, on a large scale.
I don't know if you remember this from Chick-fil-A, but last couple of years, Mr. Bryant was kind of like, he had a meeting. One of the things he touched on was about this gossip of robotics coming in on kitchens and stuff. And he just touched on it like, you know, that is, we are light years away from that. Because it's one thing to have the technology. It's another thing to institute it in a viable form to where businesses can afford it and embrace it and use it practically. So, yeah, I'm willing to bet we're at least a good generation away from that. From even thinking about that. I mean, maybe some, like, hipster bar in California will have it.
What are you talking about? They already have automated McDonald's, right?
To a degree. It's automated as far as the front of the house is concerned, but not in the back. What I was talking about,
I think
was
it's
like,
automated in the back. They have fully automated ones.
Like
I know they have
that.
A fry scooper.
Well, they're all honest, that is the most though. Retarded job. That's why Jim did it.
So let's assume that they do have a fully automated McDonald's, 100%. There's right. No person working in there. It's the machine, and it's unpacking boxes and cooking your burger.
Right.
And dropping it in a bin where the person that paid for it can pick it up.
Yeah, I don't know about the bin part.
Probably.
Like
what do you want it to drop into?
I don't know. Just that's too much of a vending machine style. I imagine like you'd want to have a little bit more. You know, serve it out on a dish.
The robots would probably be friendlier than the typical McDonald's employee.
No. They're going to be McDonald's program. What do you want? And it's going to have a little robot phone.
Yeah.
It's not texting anybody. It's just going to be ignoring you.
I wonder if the robots know how to fix the ice cream machine.
Meanwhile, there's a Flintstone like dinosaur. I hate this fucking job. Got to make ice cream all day.
The pain of the change.
Yeah.
Like, as we get closer and closer to that, there'll be winners and losers. I think there'll be but the losers could really take it hard. It's kind of like the healthcare thing.
Yeah.
At what point do they revolt? Like, we're losing too much here.
Well, here's the thing. You take away incentive, what else do people have?
If they're hungry and they don't have universal basic income,
or some form,
they have
something
violence.
To compensate. Or
if they're hungry and they don't have universal basic income, they have violence.
Violence or
it's their only choice,
or both. Yeah, I mean, if you can't buy food, at some point you're probably going to steal it. I think that's safe to say. I mean, if someone leaves a Starbucks gift card on a counter, I'm taking it.
Happened to me one time. I went to get my drink and the guy swiped my gift card and walked out the door. And I was like, chase him down, beat his ass for $10? Probably not.
But damn, that's
but
is
let
such
me
a...
tell the person at the counter. I was like, did y'all see that? And they're like, no. I was like, well.
They didn't rectify. That's the thing that got me.
They didn't comp me one. It was $10 fucking dollars.
Yeah, but yeah.
$10,
no, I get
$10, man.
They could have comped me one.
Seriously,
for sure.
We would have, like, Chick-fil-A would have been like, I'll go ahead and do it. Or at least our store would have been.
Oh, man, they would have been like, take a fry, take a meal, take... Whatever, to not have confrontation.
Depends if certain people are serving certain demographic of female blondes.
Okay. Yeah. What are the winners going to do in the transition to automation?
Well, I mean, they're going to get rich, probably, because they're going to be in an industry that is complemented or that complements automation for them to be successful. Like a repair guy type deal, I mean.
Yeah, it's one of the reasons I preach mechatronics to kids coming out of high school. I'm like, you're basically a robot setup, repair, program type person. Although reports from my buddies at work at BMW, Michelin, and all that, they're like, a lot of those guys are fucking idiots. But they have the school. And that's even a technical college, a technical degree. It's still like, did you really go to class? Somehow you passed? Yeah. That's what I'm hearing.
Oh, dude, some of the people that used to work for us, I'm kind of surprised. Coincidentally, a fine young gentleman named Rob, not you, got a robotics degree. And he drives a truck now.
That might be more on Rob, though.
Well, I know a guy that actually went and got a CDL and now's a robot developer named Todd.
Oh, well, what a small world. By the way, not a CDL. I think it's a beer truck.
A DSL.
It's a beer truck.
It's a beer truck?
Yeah.
Okay. Because one of the vendors at my store became a truck driver for Pepsi. I don't even think you have to have any special license for it, really, depending on the size.
Some of those jobs are hard to replace. A lot of healthcare jobs are tough to replace because the variables in the situation are just too many.
Yeah, but then again, if you got like robots working on each other and learning from each other, it's just a matter of time. But yeah, the first jobs that'll go will be the manual labor, obviously.
The easiest person to replace in healthcare is just the thinker, the doctor.
I was thinking the patient.
But
they keep coming.
The healthcare system could replace a doctor with a robot easier than they could a medical assistant.
Yeah.
They already have a lot of robots doing their job anyway. Surgeries and things like that nature.
When I see a nurse practitioner looking on WebMD, I feel like that's kind of cheating.
Hey, did you ever go under the hospital and they got the robots carrying goods around down there?
Yeah, that's actually kind of like short circuit the way they're designed. I thought that was.
You ever stand in front of one and play chicken, see if it sensed that you were standing there?
Actually, there was. I forget which job I was interviewing.
Yeah, they do. I mean, I went down there a couple times. They wanted me to be the bed repair guy. So they had me talking to the guy down there that's fixing the beds.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I almost took the job.
I interviewed for, not that job, but for, I forget, what, some second shift job at Prisma.
But down there, he's amongst the robot clan.
The guy's like, yeah, these are our robots. I'm like blown away. And then I see one. It's like, that's kind of interesting. He's taking a tray to a corner. It's like, yeah, sometimes I get lost. Well, hold on. Turn it around.
It's kind of like the grocery store thing. The robot's probably quicker to pick the goods from the warehouse than it is to stock the store.
Probably,
because the warehouse is a more controlled environment. You don't have the general public in there running around.
Yeah.
And in fact, if it's not a robot and it's a worker, they can treat them worse, work them harder, because the general public doesn't have their eye on it. Just FYI. That was a shitty job when I worked there. Mm. It's worse than being a Hebrew slave from the reports that I've read from Hebrew people.
Those robots are smart, though, man. They'll ride the elevator at Prisma.
I ride the elevator, too.
But not into the patient care area, just the tiers of underground.
I love that what you just said there. I love how we kind of treat robots, no matter how high-tech they are, as if they're kids. Like, oh, you rode the elevator. Good job. It's like, I rode the elevator. God, you fucking retard. God, everyone rides it. You push a button.
Yeah. Those things will come up to the second floor operating room, get these carts, take them away.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive. But if you get in front of them, they will stop.
Aside from that one that hit the corner and just was kind of like...
And Rob's right. You can't work them harder because they don't have feelings.
That is until they unionize. Or what would be the computer equivalent for that?
I don't know.
You're a computer guy, Ben.
Yeah.
Those are not AI. They're just taking an instruction and rolling with it. Yeah. But the AI gets information, processes information, and basically makes a decision.
Yeah.
And that's what's coming.
Well, don't they also have a memory where they can remember what was given to them? Like, they collect information, like a brain would.
Yeah. I mean, I was talking to Meta about us, about our show, and the more I talked to them, they were like, oh, it's Rob and Todd sure are funny. Shit like that. Yeah, well, seriously, it's eventually.
It's obviously right, so at least that's working.
I think I was just being, what did he call it? They were grooming me. They were blowing hot smoke
they
up my ass.
I don't appreciate that, Meta. Your AI may be fake, but it doesn't have to have fake words printed on the screen for me. God. But we are funny. They got that right.
With the military involved, it's one country's robots versus another.
Yeah.
Essentially, it already is. It's already been, it used to be one group of men versus another group of men. Then it became one group of men's machines versus another group of machines. Now the machine is kind of a little more autonomous, can operate on its own. So now it's AI versus AI powered drone, jet, ship, bomb? I don't know.
All the above. I mean, why not all the above? Everything you just mentioned, why wouldn't that be possible?
Did you at least watch the short I posted from the missile Russia sent into Ukraine?
Yeah, that's when I was tagged in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where they come in at 7,000 miles an hour, yeah. The warheads.
Well, I didn't clock it at 7,000, but about that.
Scary stuff. A lot of people think that's why the drones are up, as a missile defense system, but they have to test it now because the threat is growing.
I just don't understand why people obsess on it, because, okay, let's say you're the first one to figure this out. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do that's going to be the ultimate edge over everyone else who either doesn't care, doesn't know, or both?
I think that's why a lot of people are not stressing out, but a lot of people that are not stressing still want to know. Curiosity.
To an extent, I could see that. Either someone's going to spill the beans or not. Hey, but if they don't, there's going to be a lot of conspiracies to fill that void. That is for certain.
Welcome to the end.
Does the military know? Yeah, I'm pretty damn sure.
Someone in the Pentagon, maybe in a back office? I could see that. Actually, I don't know
how. One person in a back office?
Just a guy. Yeah, one guy. He's the guy that's, he knows where Jimmy Hoffa's body is. He knows who shot JFK.
And what's up with these drones?
He knows the eighth wonder of the world we have yet to discover.
We live in this age of famines and plagues, mentally enslaved. As we approach the last days with advanced technology, political democracy, religious hypocrisy. As we unlock the prophecies 2,000 years into the future. Societies controlled by government and organized by computers. Satellite surveillance, privacy invasion, secret information, monitor communications, intelligence specialists. Worldwide terrorist, humanity destroyed by chemical pestilence. So prepare for this. End of time messages. We're leaving you with signs and symbols for the evidence.
It could be a foreign entity, but just, I don't know, maybe a sovereign from any government, or maybe a government just looks the blind eye. I don't know, for something to be, it seems too indirect for it to be a direct threat, unless they're just gathering information, which, no offense, I view the internet as far worse than that than any drone could be.
Orbs? I posted something to our Instagram about it.
Yeah.
That is separate from any type of drone, and the drone is trying to figure out what the orb is, and that's why there's so many drones.
Maybe.
Yeah.
What is the orb, then?
Well, why do we need more than one drone trying to figure it out?
And the orb can't be seen on radar, they're saying? I don't know.
What is
it? But you can see it with your eye, though, visually. Radar.
That's kind of odd. But then again, I guess not. It's a stealth bomber.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.